From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The White House said today it's taking seriously new threats by North Korea, but said that Pyongyang has a history of what it called bellicose rhetoric. North Korea warned Seoul today that the Korean Peninsula has entered a state of war. Christopher Hill is the former U.S. ambassador to South Korea. He said it's likely the war talk is designed to pump up the image of the new leader, Kim Jong-un, as being able to stand up to world powers.
I don't think they are interested in hostilities commencing, but I think they are interested in showcasing this young, untested, and not particularly appealing young leader.
But Hill said North Korea is still potentially dangerous. The Kenyan Supreme Court ruled unanimously today that the presidential election will stand and Uhuru Kenyatta will be sworn in as president. NPR's Gregory Warner reports.
A month of uncertainty in Kenya has come to a close. The Kenyan Supreme Court ruled against a suit brought by the presidential runner-up, Raila Odinga, claiming the election results were rigged and should be tossed out. While some thought the court might split along tribal lines, the unanimous decision sent a strong message that the election was deemed free and fair. President-elect Uhuru Kenyatta will be sworn in next Tuesday. Now Kenyatta looks ahead to a second court case before the International Criminal Court. He's wanted on crimes against humanity connected to the violence of the 2007 election. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is visiting the Gulf state of Qatar this weekend. NPR's Sean Carberry reports that, among other issues, the two nations will discuss the stalled peace process with the Taliban.
There have been on-and-off talks of opening an office in Doha for the Taliban for more than a year. The Karzai government initially rejected Qatar as a host for peace talks, but has changed its position in recent months.
We agree for the opening of this office, but of course we have our conditions.
Afghan government spokesman Emil Faizi says the proposed office can't be used for Taliban political activities and is only an address for talks between the Taliban and members of Afghanistan's High Peace Council. However, the Taliban says it does not recognize the Karzai government and will not negotiate with its representatives. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Music producer Phil Ramone has died. He was 72. His son confirmed the death but did not provide details. Among other talents, Ramone was a master of duets, putting together singers of various ages and styles, for example, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
Ramone was comfortable with all kinds of music and musicians. He worked with Ray Charles, Billy Joel, Madonna, and Aretha Franklin, among others. He won 15 Grammy Awards. This is NPR News. There's no sign of life at a gold mine in Tibet, where a landslide struck yesterday, covering 1.5 square miles. Chinese state media reports say there are 83 workers buried by mud, rock, and debris. Philippine officials say a U.S. minesweeper that ran aground in a major reef in southern waters early this year has finally been removed. From Manila, Simone Orendine reports the salvage operation took 73 days.
The Philippine Coast Guard says the stern, which was the last remaining piece of the USS Guardian, was lifted out of the Sulu Sea Saturday. The U.S. Navy says crews are now clearing what they call minor debris. The 224-foot ship got stuck on Tubataha Reef on January 17th. U.S. salvage workers broke it apart and took away big chunks. Tubataha Reef is a popular dive spot teeming with biodiversity, and it's a designated United Nations World Heritage Site. The reef's administrators earlier reported about 43,000 square feet of coral was damaged. The Coast Guard says a team will check the extent of the damage Monday to determine how much the U.S. could be fined. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
A spokesman for the South African president says former President Nelson Mandela is now breathing without difficulty. He's being treated at a Pretoria hospital for pneumonia. Many South Africans are honoring Mandela in Easter services this weekend. Here's how it sounded at a Methodist church in Soweto. Mandela is 94. He was South Africa's first black president and won the Nobel Peace Prize for his lifelong fight against racism. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.